There are a number of areas of consideration raised by the Health Termination Pregnancy Service Safe Access Zones Bill 2023. On the one hand, we have people who wish to exercise their freedom to protest. Within that, freedom of assembly, freedom of association and freedom of expression. On the other hand, we have a legal healthcare service. The right to avail of that healthcare and also to the ability to safely provide this service. It is a balance of proportionality. I will fiercely protect the right to protest. It is a cornerstone of democratic society and a freedom that we must all hold in deep regard. However, we live in a complex and dynamic societies and communities. Within that, as we have seen time and time again in our courts, sometimes rights will compete. It is then the job of the judicial system, or as now the legislature, to ensure that proportionality is applied so that a balance may be struck, and I believe this bill has attempted to do that. As outlined in the ECHR Guide to the Freedom of Protest, Article 11, Section 2 of the Convention lists legitimate aims which an interference should pursue: national security or public safety, the prevention of disorder or crime, the prevention of the protection of the rights and freedoms of others, or the protection of health. A trial was conducted in a London clinic. A safe access zone was implemented in a particular area that had been experiencing ongoing protests. The results showed that implementing the safe zone had a positive impact. Where the staff had previously felt threatened and unsafe, this was alleviated. Similar results were reported by those accessing the services. We know from multiple reports that anti-choice protests outside of abortion service providers has a massively negative impact on both the safe provision of services and the well-being of those who need to avail of them. In 2019, the English Court of Appeal in Dalgairhie v Ealing LBC further held that safe access zone was a proportionate measure when balanced against the right of protesters to manifest their beliefs. In particular, the Court of Appeal referred to the significant emotional and psychological damage endured by clinic users who had been exposed to the demonstrations. Therefore, we can see that safe access zones are a proportionate and tested measure, given that according to the ECHR, in cases such as Samir Güzel versus Turkey, in order for an interference with the right to protest to be allowed, it must be prescribed by law. If we are all in agreement that safe zones are necessary to allow for the safe and accessible provision of abortion services as legal healthcare, then it is vital that this bill comes into effect. However, we must still address the issue of why we need these safe zones. We can write our laws ethically, however, this must not be conflated with morality. The stigma that surrounds abortion stems largely from religious beliefs and religious indoctrination within our society. The 2022 Unplanned Pregnancy and Abortion Care Study discusses the legacy of stigma in Ireland in relation to abortion and the negative effect this has in terms of the provision of services. A separate 2021 study found that Irish providers also experience considerable stigma. This stigma is unfounded and dangerous. It stems from personal religious beliefs that have been allowed to hold our country in a dangerous, misogynistic chokehold. The same religious organisations that fuel the ongoing stigma are the same that rip babies from their mothers once they were born and worse. It is time for the government and elected officials to ensure that the rhetoric and narrative surrounding abortion is in line with our global peers. Abortion is healthcare, and the denial of it as service is a breach of human rights. Imagine if we allowed other moralistic beliefs to interfere so detrimentally with other healthcare provisions. If protesters were permitted to protest in a manner that directly made nurses and doctors feel unsafe for providing blood transfusions and added psychological trauma to those who had to avail of it. If people felt threatened that their privacy violated and their privacy violated for availing of legal recognised forms of healthcare, I can assure you that if men in our society were facing this day in, day out, it would have been made law 5 years ago and would have been sorted out a long, long time ago. The stigma will not leave on its own, nor will it disappear overnight. The narrative, education and discourse surrounding abortion must change. The focus must shift from morality to legality and reality. The reality is that abortion is healthcare. The reality is that abortion is legal. The reality is that these protests fail utterly to recognise the nuance and deeply personal decisions and facts that are being faced by those who seek abortion services. The reality is that these protests do not change those facts. They merely serve to contribute to a harmful and dangerous legal and medical environment. Abortion is healthcare, and that is the reality that has to be recognised.